T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
All right, here we go. Celebrity trash. Metallica.
I love Metallica.
I know you do, Vinny.
Master.
So, Metallica. Don't hurt yourself. Be careful of your neck, buddy. You've got neck things.
Made me dizzy.
Master.
I swear, I actually got whiplash at a Metallica concert when I was a kid.
Yeah, people do.
Right.
You can really, really hurt yourself.
The next day, my head banging. My neck hurt.
You think you're fine. Wow. And you're all, don't they not bang their heads in Metallica anymore? Because James is like, yeah, I almost killed myself.
Yeah, by the bunch of
crushing
them.
A vein.
Mm-hmm.
Metallica fans are going to pack fresh food Wednesday in San Francisco, that's today, as part of a day of service for the band's nonprofit. So it doesn't really specifically say that the band is going to be there, but they're going to do it today between 1 and 3 p.m. at the Banks Food Banks Warehouse, 900 Pennsylvania Ave. But this is limited to people who have been pre-chosen. I guess they ask people to volunteer on their website. And they select 150 of them. And those people have already gotten their emails. So if you signed up for it and you didn't get an email back, do not show up. They're going to turn people away. There are space limitations. They were only able to choose 150 fans to participate. And you got to bring that confirmation email with you and show it at the front door to be allowed to check in and participate. If you didn't receive an email, Metallica would like to extend their appreciation for your interest in Metallica's Day of Service event. And remind you, you can still volunteer other days. They always need help there at the food bank. And they're saying here, 1 in 4 people in San Francisco and Marin don't know where their next meal is coming from today. With numbers like that, they can use all the help they can get. So today's the big day of service. But of course, 365 days a year. And if you go to, I guess it must be Metallica.com. Oh, no, this is the food bank site. So you can go there and find out how to get on their mailing list. And, you know, it's kind of a big deal. Everyone needs to eat. KTVU is reporting that Metallica donates to every city that they go on tour to.
Gassi Mikaelian.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Was it a report from Gassia?
Actually, it was a report from Dave Clark.
Oh, Dave Clark reported it.
Yes.
Metallica donates $10,000 to every city that they tour, to local food bank organizations.
Good for them.
I know.
Yes.
It's great. So,
I follow Gassia Mikaelian on Instagram. Mm. She's good. Yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
Sarah has a signed photo of her.
I do.
Yeah, an autograph.
Well, she's like a piece of legend in the Core Five families. Like, you know that Heather has gotten enough drink into her when she suddenly stands up after not talking really all night and goes, Gassia Mikaelian! You go, oh my God, Gassia's here! And then a friend of a friend knows Gassia, got us all signed pictures. We all have them posted proudly in our homes.
That's great.
I'm always saying hi to Gassia. Got her at my house. The picture's from years ago, too.
Oh, funny.
It's just a kid. Comedian Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
And W. Kamau Bell and many others are calling to save the Punchline Comedy Club.
How do we help?
Well, I don't know what we can do to help, but basically they all assembled yesterday at City Hall in San Francisco to try to save the Punchline. Its lease is expiring in August. We'd heard this a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're just getting priced out and not getting renewed. And the club is right down the street here, 444 Battery.
Yeah.
I've always loved that club because it's no problem parking. It's easy in and out. It's a great club. It's small. It's intimate. Google, apparently, is renting that space.
Wow.
I don't know what for. I don't know if they're renting the whole building. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But after spending more than 40 years in its current location, You know, Punchline doesn't want to move, and they're saying legislation may be passed to conserve it. Aaron Peskin, the supervisor, announced a threefold plan to protect the club. First, he's introducing legislation to the board for an interim zoning moratorium that would prevent the conversion of any space zoned for entertainment to any other use.
Oh.
Then he
protecting
wants,
the arts.
Right. Then he wants to talk with Google and say, look, you guys, come on. You know, Punchline, please. And then he's also nominated Punchline as a legacy business, which would entitle it to financial benefits from the city. Because they've been there, I think it's, isn't it 41 years, 78? So they're hoping to maybe be able to help subsidize whatever this rent hike is. Mm-hmm. So yesterday over at City Hall, Dave Chappelle was there. I think he was even playing some shows there this week.
He's still playing. Yeah, he's playing is. Today.
Yeah,
sold out of course.
Well, right.
Yeah,
and he never announces it ahead of time.
No,
people just somehow know.
I've asked to get him in to come in, or how about the secret show?
No, he doesn't need us.
I know.
Once they start selling stuff out, they don't need you anymore. If you hated the Game of Thrones ending,
I didn't.
No, I didn't hate any of it. Even the ending, I'm like, fine, whatever, fine. The books are going to be different, maybe. Here's what George R. R. Martin says. In a new blog, he says, quote, how will it all end? I hear people asking. The same ending as the show? Different? Well, yes. And no. And yes. And no. And yes. And no. And yes. There are characters who never made it onto the screen at all. Others who died in the show but are still alive in the books. And vice versa. So if nothing else, the readers will learn what happened to them. Martin has two more books to go. The last one came out in 2011.
Told you, I heard that he has them done and hasn't released them because of an agreement he made with the people who...
I pray that you're right and he's just...
Well, it's not whether I'm right or wrong. It's just that I read that story. So that might be rumor or that might be true.
He says, the next book is very late, I know, but it will be done. I won't say when. I've tried that before, only to burn you all and jinx myself, but I will finish it.
We'll see. Or he's sitting on two books that are in a drawer somewhere.
Please,
and he's just going to drop them when it's time.
Let that be what's real.
I hope that he's finished them, yeah, because there's a lot of pressure now. Especially because of the way that one ended.
Emilia Clarke, who plays Daenerys Targaryen,
is a dork.
Yeah. In real life, she's super
dorky.
Who knew?
Who knew?
I knew because I saw her in an interview a couple years ago and went, that's her? Could she stop smiling so huge her face is going to break open like a Muppet? Anyway, Emilia prepared for her epic speech in last Sunday's finale by studying the evil orators of history. Including Adolf Hitler. And a lot of people said it was Hitler-esque. Mm. In an early scene in the finale, spoiler alert, she addresses the assembled horde of her Dothraki and the lined up unsullied, using both English and made-up languages from the show, mm-hmm. which she's really good at. To prepare for this, she said she watched videos of dictators who spoke in foreign languages. In giving all these speeches in fake languages, I watched a lot of videos. Now, it seems funny, dictators and powerful leaders speaking in a different language to see if I could understand what they were saying without knowing the language. And you can! You absolutely can understand what Hitler's effing saying! These single-focus orators speaking a foreign language. She lives in Northern Ireland. She said she was so nervous for the film.
Emilia Clarke does?
Yeah. Well, that's part of the UK, right? Ireland is its own thing, and the Northern Ireland is part of the part of England, I guess. So she lives in Northern Ireland. She said she was so nervous for the filming of that scene that she spent countless hours rehearsing and practicing her lines. This speech meant so much to me. I was so worried I was going to F it up. I stayed up late every night for like 2 months. I said it to my cooker. I said it to my fridge. I said it to all of Belfast out my window. Well, the window was closed because I didn't want people to think I was actually barking mad.
Is cooker oven?
It must be, right? Mm-hmm. The cooker.
So does she have an accent?
Yeah, she's English.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess.
She was born in London.
Yeah.
I stumbled upon this video on YouTube.
Is this her?
No, it's actually pretty cool. It's a Game of Thrones audition reel with all the characters. Well, most of the characters.
Oh my God, send me the link.
I'll send you the link, but yeah. I'll play just a little bit for you right now. Right. It's really cool.
All right. We got... Oh, there's the Dothraki king himself.
Just in front of like a blue curtain in the back, you know?
Oh, there's Joffrey.
Just the looks.
Yeah.
He's practicing on his evil looks, Joffrey is.
Oh my God. He's...
And there's
he's
everybody.
He's amazing even in that. That's Missandei. Ygritte. That's, we're back to Jason Momoa doing who knows what.
He's making up a language, really. It's amazing. I'll put this on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And
damn.
It's 13 minutes, so there's a lot of it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, right?
I like it. These are all audition tapes,
yeah, and they
huh?
show certain parts of the episode where he's auditioning
Jack
for.
Jake and Hagar?
Funny. You know all the names. I have no idea some of these people.
I can't wait to watch that. Damn.
Wow.
Damn.
Your excitement's back.
Oh. Well, I love all those characters. It's hard
is
when you
Bronn?
Leave.
That's Bronn, right?
No, that's
forget.
That was nobody.
Dolorous Ed.
Oh, whatever. All right.
Dolorous Ed.
Who?
Oh, look at little baby. Is that Arya?
No, that's
who is
Khaleesi.
That? Is it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She looks so unlikely as Khaleesi.
It just looks like a home video. That's what's so funny about
right.
this. You know?
These are great. Yeah, you got to watch. You putting it on Sarah and Vinny Facebook?
Yes, doing it right now.
All right. You know,
she does have a face for the camera, though.
She does.
Even though her hair is wrong and she's smiling there. She
really needs to not smile. She needs to find roles where she doesn't smile
no.
very much. She's got just this face-splitting smile.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. She is. The guy who plays Robin Aaron, the breast milk guy.
Mommy.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Still okay. We're still
I'm
on
hungry,
Game of Thrones.
Mommy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We're never leaving Game of
Who's
Thrones.
Who's in that final scene that I didn't recognize at all?
He is unexpectedly getting the most love after the finale. His name is Lino. L-I-N-O. Lino.
Okay.
Fascioli. Lino Fascioli. What? He's blown away by the amount of attention he's getting. They've called him here in TMZ. The former kid star turned grown-ass hottie.
Yeah.
Who played Robin Aaron, a.k.a. Breast Milk Boy.
Wow.
Thank you, TMZ. They're saying, you know, he looks all grown up in the finale, and a lot of people didn't even recognize him.
Did you?
Yeah.
You knew who that was?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, all right.
I did not know. Cool,
most of them loved the grown-up version of him.
Yeah,
it's
cute.
Funny, too, because they show, like, look at him as a little boy, Vinny. Can you see that from there?
Mm-hmm.
He was just a little, I mean, I don't know, what was he, 10 in the first season? I have no idea. And they don't have his age listed
here. He's 18 now.
Oh, okay, so he would have been around 10.
Well, I hope that skyrockets him.
Yeah. He says he actually forgot that the finale was airing. He says he awoke Monday morning to his phone blowing up after fans went nuts for his more mature and teen idol-esque appearance. And actually, was it you who's telling me they took Tormund?
That's how I knew who he was. I saw a Facebook post about
I think I'm
Milk
that
doing
here.
A body good or right. something. And it was Tormund and that guy. And that's when I went... Oh my God, that's the kid who's like 10.
Right.
And walks up to his mom and feeds off her.
So he's a very popular meme online right now. People are drawing a milk mustache on him and writing Got Milk. And he says he's already reaping the benefits in the form of thousands of added social media followers. He went from around 5,000 to about 46,000 on Instagram overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
I know. Lots of offers, career-wise and DM-wise.
Oh. Ooh.
Hey, grown-ass hottie.
Don't do it, kid. Don't get caught up in the DM.
Here's a couple pictures of him now as a young man. He loves horses. He loves smiling at the camera. He loves wearing a logger shirt. So, there you go. And... If anyone understands about failed season finales, it's George Costanza, Jason Alexander. He basically says, I know all about finales that satisfy no one. He tweeted, "Dear Game of Thrones company, I know a little something about finales and disappointed fans. My advice, live in joy that you're part of something that moves people. So you were all magnificent. My family and I loved it all. Thanks. To be clear, I adored the Seinfeld finale." He gets defensive here. "I just keep getting crap about it from fans. I love that Jerry and Larry found an organic way to bring back all the amazing guests that enrich our show. It was an amazing week together filming it."
Well, he lives in that world.
He does.
He hears it all the time at the airport, at the Starbucks, at the car wash.
Yeah. The car wash.
Wherever he goes, probably.
Right.
We're like, what are you doing, dude? No one even knows what you're talking about.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.